back with you, hour number two. Grant Napier, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
So if you ranked the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Okay.
All right, you would have Brady on there for sure. You would have Aaron Rodgers on there, correct?
Yes, I would.
No doubt about that.
No doubt.
Who are your other three? I mean, because, you know, this goes back and forth every year. And, how is it that you, classify quarterbacks? You know, what's your criteria? You know, to me, I got to see number one, a guy's got to have some playoff success. Not necessarily winning, but has shown me in the past. Like, I couldn't put Andy Dalton on that list no matter what. Not that I would, but my point is, I can't put Carson Palmer on that list because of his big game failure. I can't put certain quarterbacks on that list. So I eliminate those just based on the fact that, maybe they were really good in the regular season, but they have not shown me that they can play under the bright lights, and so I eliminate them automatically.
Drew Brees?
Yeah, Drew is,
I mean, he's going to throw for
– right.
A little bit under 5,000 yards. He's going to get the touchdowns. He's been a winner. He's delivered. I would probably put him up in that mix.
Yeah, it's interesting, because to me, a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, he's a winner. And Ben may not always look beautiful when he's doing it, but at the end of the process, you're going to have a lot more wins than losses. And if you get into the playoffs, you always have a chance if Ben Roethlisberger is your quarterback.
I'm putting him in there. It doesn't matter how it looks, Grant, because everyone's not as graceful and whatever, but he's got two Super Bowls. You know he's going to deliver. Like, big games aren't too big for him. He's gonna make it happen. So there's four right there.
Now, people would say, well, what about Derek Carr? I can't put Derek Carr on my top five. All right, the guy has not played in a playoff game. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't be, but he's not a top five quarterback right now.
Well, I'm going Russell Wilson before I go.
That's
Derek
fine.
Carr.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
Not just because I'm a Seahawks fan.
Oh, no. I would too, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. But I know Raider fans are going to be going, gee, what about Derek Carr? Derek Carr, to me, I wouldn't put in top five quarterback, period, but he may be.
He has some work to do.
When you and I talk about this next season, we may have him in the top five, but right now he's not there.
Yeah, and he may have played himself in last year if he would have went to the playoffs and delivered the way that he had been playing all year. That is a strong possibility, no doubt.
May have. But to me, Ben Roethlisberger's got to be among my top five. You agree with that?
Yes, I do. So when you say top five, Grant, you're not talking about potential.
No.
And talent. You're talking about delivering the
– well,
obviously talent, but delivering the goods, the ability to throw the ball, all the different arm angles, all the arm action. And then one of my biggest ones is the ability to lead men and lead a team. And that's where you see a guy like Jameis Winston. I'm not putting him in there. The point is, he looks like, even though he's young, he takes the huddle and he takes total command of the huddle, and guys believe him. That lets you know probably what he's doing in the locker room, what he's doing in the film room. They see that. Now they will follow behind him. I think that is one of the prerequisites to being an awesome quarterback.
Yeah, and again, I don't know where Jameis Winston would be on my list right now.
No, I know.
I think he's come a long way, but he still has a ways to go. He's got, a pretty good receiving core now with the addition of DeSean Jackson. I've never been a DeSean Jackson fan, but they're better in that area. We'll see. Have you watched them on Hard Knocks at all?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I gotta tape it because I like watching it, and you get an insight. I've seen a clip, and the clip was him going into the coach's office and asking him kind of what are the – and I was like, wow, I like to hear that from a young quarterback.
He's looked really impressive in the first two episodes, his respect that he has for his teammates, but more importantly, the respect that they have for him. His communication, his interaction with his teammates. He's a real leader.
All those things that you just said, Grant, they, in my opinion, if you're going to list the top five, those are the things that have to plug in. Now, he has to pair that, because he has that in spades. He has it. He has to pair that with winning and going to the playoffs and all those different things. But he has all the little intangibles that would make guys follow you.
All right. Who would you put in your top five quarterbacks? If I asked you five, and I think we can just automatically put Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on there. So let's just put those two.
Yep.
Who are your other three quarterbacks? All right, and I'm also going to throw out the numbers at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. For me, I'm putting Ben Roethlisberger in there.
I'm with you.
Okay, that is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, you know, I'm probably putting Drew Brees in there. Probably.
I'm with you there. I like Drew. You know, me, I am a Russell Wilson guy, so I'm going to put Russell as
okay,
my fifth
fair
one.
Enough.
He's in there. There's Atlanta. You got to talk about
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Right.
I mean, now, that was 1 year. Now, he's delivered some, but that was 1 year. It was an MVP year. And if you're going to put him in there based on 1 year, you would have to maybe put Cam in there based upon 1 year. Is that kind of similar?
No, because Matt Ryan has been
consistently better
than Cam Newton. So Cam Newton is not a top five quarterback, in my opinion. He's just not. I can't put him on my list of top five. I'm not saying I'm automatically putting Matt Ryan on there, but if I had to, if you ask me, would I have Matt Ryan ahead of Cam Newton? I would.
Okay.
I would have him a couple of spots ahead of Cam.
Okay. So would you say Cam top 10 then?
Yes.
Okay. So, and Matt Ryan will probably be right outside the top five if he's not your fifth one.
I mean, if you go top 10, obviously Eli's a top 10 quarterback.
Yes.
There's no argument
no
there.
Argument.
To me, Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback.
Yep.
All right. You know, and again, some people would put Carson Palmer as a top 10 quarterback. He wouldn't make my list, but that's just me.
Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Where do you put Dak Prescott? Just the body of work,
middle
not
of the
enough?
Middle of the road. He wouldn't make my top 15. And the reason for that is I haven't seen enough from him. I've seen him handing the ball off, and I've seen him throw underneath routes. I haven't seen him throw the ball down the field enough. And for that reason, I can't put him anywhere near the top.
I got you. So to some of these guys, this is their chance to
right.
move up into that area.
Now, if you're going to go by – and I don't, and this is why I always preface this. If you were going to go by body of work over the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
in the regular season now
– okay.
You would put Alex Smith in your top 10 because his body of work in the regular season, he does not turn the ball over. He has a phenomenal touchdown-to-interception ratio, okay? And his team has won every year with Kansas City for the most part. But there's that but. Big games, playoffs, there's nothing to show for it.
There you go. Philip Rivers is a good one. But I'm going to put what's my guy's name from Detroit ahead of him?
Matthew Stafford. Yeah.
I would put Stafford.
Ahead of whom?
Who you were just
Alex
saying.
Alex Smith?
Ahead of Alex Smith. Now, both of them haven't had the ultimate success, but I like what I see.
I don't know. You know, Matthew Stafford, I thought had his best year in the NFL last year, and it was interesting that it coincided with the retirement of Calvin Johnson because a lot of people thought he was just locked on Calvin Johnson all the time. And he actually had a really good season his first year without Calvin Johnson. You know, Matt Stafford is one of those, you know what, okay, what can you do under, you know, the biggest of stages?
Yeah.
All right, now you mentioned Philip Rivers. You put him in the top 10?
Yeah, I do. I love Philip Rivers, man. I like his attitude about the game of football. I like how he gets after his guys. He can deliver all the throws. I just think that they've had some really bad luck down there.
You know, people say Andrew Luck. I got to tell you, I was really disappointed with Andrew Luck last year. I really was. I've been disappointed with Andrew Luck. And I'm talking about just the overall body of work. Do I think he's a top 10 talent? Yes, I do. But
talent. See, that's the key.
Yes.
Because now we can put Cam Newton in. When you start talking about talent, that's totally different than delivering the goods, Napes.
All right, we'll come right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. Grant Napier and Doug Christie taking you up right till 7 o'clock. We have the golf hour at 6 o'clock. Let's get to Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, Grant, how you doing, Doug? Nice to talk to you, my man.
All righty. What's happening, man?
Hey, let me break it down for you. This is the top five. Back, you tell me if you agree. And I'll put them in order. You've got Rodgers, Brady, close 1-2, then Brees, Roethlisberger, and you got to throw Luck at number 5, Grant. You got to look at his numbers. He will have a horrible first half. He'll go in the second half, then he'll sling it, and he'll bring his team back. And even though his team is very good, they win because of him. Let me know what you guys think.
You know, plays in the worst division in football and can't win the division, and he had too many subpar games for me. I like Andrew Luck, but I expect more out of Andrew Luck. When you watch the Colts play, don't you expect more from Andrew Luck, or do you look at the fact that what you said, you don't think he has the talent to win consistently enough on offense?
I think it's a little both. I don't think he's had enough complete games to be better than number five. I think if he does, he could definitely get himself up to about number three, maybe this year if he has a good year. But I still think he's definitely in the top five. And then outside, on the fringe, maybe you've got Rivers, maybe around there, maybe Ryan. But I still think Andrew Luck is kind of like an Aaron Rodgers, but just not as good.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You know, I think that people think of Andrew Luck like Rodney, and you look at the talent, Grant. You look at the size. You look at the ability to run, make all the throws. You know, he has the whole package. That's not the point. The point is, first of all, you can't make the club if you're in the tub or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
So he has to get out on the field. Let's say that first and foremost. But then the ability, you can't turn the ball over. You got to make sure that you're delivering and leading your team. And when you got quarterbacks like Eli Manning and different ones that deliver when it's time, even add Russell Wilson in there, you deliver when it's time. Those are the guys that I would keep up there. He has to earn that spot.
All right, 339. 1140 is the local number. Again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. You know, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think that when you look at, again, football is the ultimate team game, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, all right? And
right.
Dan Marino was great.
Oh, no doubt.
So when you look at naming quarterbacks, you do have to take into consideration what does a quarterback have around him. And if a quarterback's numbers are a little off, is it because the quarterback did not play well, or is it because he doesn't have a good offensive line, or is it, like, I'll use Colin Kaepernick as an example.
Okay.
When Colin Kaepernick was really good,
right?
Okay,
yep.
He had arguably the best defense in football.
Right.
He had arguably the best offensive line in football, and he had a power runner in Frank Gore, and they ran between the tackles, and they pretty much lined up, and they looked at the defense and said, we're handing the ball to number 20, and he's coming right over here, and we're going to put hat on hat, and our hats are better than yours. We're gonna beat you at the point of attack,
right.
And we're going to run, and we're going to do that. And then if you want to stop that, I got a quarterback who can run around the corner and make a first down as well. Okay? When Colin Kaepernick,
right,
when his level of play deteriorated, he had one of the worst offensive lines in football. He didn't have much to throw to.
Right.
Subpar receivers and a so-so running game. Okay? Yeah. So, I mean, because say what you want about Colin Kaepernick, but when he was with a very good personnel package.
Yeah.
He took the team to the Super Bowl.
No doubt. You know what you just described was Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. They were handling the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, saying we're going to beat you at the point of attack. He's running downhill. And then whenever Russell needed to make a play, he can make a play. He made it with his feet. He can make it with his arm. But the defense led the day. And I would agree with you. Why I put him above that is because he's still able to deliver, even though you got a terrible offensive line. And now they're starting to put some pieces around him. But you make a really, really valid point. What do you give your quarterback to throw to? What targets? What's the offensive line doing? And then, Grant, do you got somebody to hand the ball off to?
Let's get to Kareem. Hello, Kareem.
Hey, Grant, and guys, I appreciate taking the time, man. I mean, the last caller said as far as, you know, the top three, you got to throw, you know, Brady and, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I think those are the, you know, top of the food chain. I mean, Rodgers, without really having a defense, you know, it's just amazing what that guy does, and he has a big arm, and even out the pocket, you know, his percentage goes up when he, you know, rolls out left or right. But, you know, I like to look at some of these young, talented quarterbacks. I'm looking for Carr to have a big year. I think, you know, with Cooper coming to his third year, and then you got Crabtree, who's a great position receiver. I think Carr, he's probably not in the top five, maybe top ten right now, but looking for that guy to have a good year. Also, I like what Jameis Winston is going to be able to bring this year. I think they got a good defense. You know, he turns the ball over a lot, but I think if he can, you know, cut his turnovers down and, you know, defense allows you to get your offense back out there, and I think that's the key to these top quarterbacks. You know, when they got more possessions than the other team, and the defense is allowing these guys to go three and out, you know, you put your offense in a good position to get, you know, multiple possessions and then, you know, to score the ball. So, you know, Rodgers just don't really have a defense out there. We know what Tom Brady does. You know, he's a consummate pro. And, you know, I think this league is transitioning to the youth. So, I think we got to start looking at the youth. I don't want to leave out, you know, Mariota out of,
Tennessee.
Tennessee. I think, you know, that guy has proven that he's going to be consistent enough, you know, to make that team relevant in the next couple of years. So, you know, after we get through maybe another two or three years of having Brady, you know, come to the twilight of his career and whatever Rodgers end up doing with his career, we're going to start focusing on these young guns and seeing what they could bring to the table.
You know,
thanks,
Kareem.
For the time, fellas.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know, Kareem makes a good point when he talks about Carr and he talks about Jameis Winston. We just said both of those guys have to now deliver, Grant. They've shown. Now, Carr could have done it last year.
Maybe.
He got his leg broke. Jameis Winston, now they've put a lot of weapons around him. Tight end, a deep threat. You got a big receiver you can throw to in the red zone, all those different things. But now you have to lead them to the playoffs. That is the one thing that that your guy in New York
Eli Manning
is able to do better than anybody. Once he gets into the playoffs,
no question,
he turns into a different animal.
Right.
And I think that that is a skill and a talent as well, Grant.
We'll be right back. We'll continue on this conversation. Sports 1140 KHDK. You guys are down by 12.
Yeah.
78-66, game two of the 2001 playoffs.
That last one was an offensive foul. It's hard to stop Shaq.
DC just going coast to coast. Think you were bumped there in the lower back.
Missed too many layups.
Yeah.
Damn it. You just want to make me mad, Grant. That's what you
want
to do.
I said you were fouled.
Yeah. But actually,
they called you. You're going to the line.
Right. There was no foul there. That's not a foul. Grant, you know what a foul is when you see one. Little touch fouls. Come on.
All right. Let's get to some phone calls, and we start with Mitch. What's up, Mitch? Hey, Mitch.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, a little sleepy here. How you doing? Before I get to my baseball points, I love the way you brought up Dan Marino. I was just thinking, Rivers and Stafford, they make their team so much better. This is maybe it's circumstances, a matter of luck, but they make their guys so better. I know you can't put them in the top five, but at least top 10. Unbelievable. Another guy who never won a Super Bowl is Johnny Unitas. But he was I know he won championships, and he's pretty much his prime was before the Super Bowl started.
Yeah, Johnny Unitas is personally, for me, one of the great quarterbacks I've ever seen with my eyes.
Top like, four. I got to put Dan Marino up there, too. And
yeah,
Johnny
Unitas was great.
Hey, Mitch, give us your top five right now.
I want to you got to put Brady there.
Okay.
Rodgers.
Okay.
Big Ben. If you put Big Ben, you got to put Eli.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the Hall of Fame is not very consistent, not every single year, every single game. And the fifth one, I could put a few guys ahead of Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, I mean, the taste is still in your mouth that Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
I'm not, you know, Matt Ryan. He also has, he had good weapons and everything. But I'm sorry, man. I'm losing my chain of thought.
No, I think you called us for some Dodgers talk. You a Dodger fan, Mitch?
Oh, big time. But Grant, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned I didn't say compare, but I brought up Golden State Warriors and Dodgers.
Yeah.
You kind of laugh, but I know you said it was just last year in terms of wins. I think they'll get the wins. I think they can go all the way. Kershaw's coming back. Clayton, there's no rush. I only want to see him come back so he can get that sigh. But I think. It did this year compared to the last 4 years, is the hidden. I think they're going to take them all. They're going to get the awards. I wouldn't mind seeing the Miami guy.
Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton, because he's just hitting a tremendous amount of home runs. And Judge, what has happened to Judge? I think Bellinger's having a better year. I mean, Judge is aiming. He's doing unbelievable. He looks like Frank Howard, but he also is striking out like Frank Howard, too. Not very consistent. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Let's get to Casey. Casey, you're next on Sports 1140. Hey, what's up, Casey?
Hey, Grant, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I just want to get my top five.
Go ahead.
Of course, I got, of course, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and then my last two, I'm going to switch it up. I know you guys don't like it, but I got to do it just based off sheer talent and where I think he's going, Cam Newton and Derek Carr. What do you think?
I can't put Cam Newton. I would put Cam Newton ahead of Carr. Because the one thing I know about Cam Newton, I've already seen him play well in the playoffs and play at a very high level. And I think Derek Carr can, but I need to see it first before I can put him up there.
Well, the only reason why I put Cam Newton and Derek Carr in there is just basically sheer off of what they might do in the future.
Yeah, but you can't go on what somebody might do. You can't do that.
If Cam would have backed up his MVP season, even if the team wouldn't have did a whole bunch and he would have just been just absolutely fantastic, I think now you start to put him – because talent-wise, Casey, I don't think – Grant and I, we can't argue with that. His size and talent and what he can do, but it's the ability to lead the team consistently.
Well, see, I think the knock on Cam the whole time has been not his talent, but can he lead and can he be the guy? And I think now he's starting to show that he can be that. He's starting to mature a little bit. All those, you know, tangents on the sidelines and towels over his head, stuff like that, he's starting to let that go, starting to become more mature. But I just think that he's got a lot of football ahead of him, a lot of great football ahead of him, along with Derek Carr. And I just think those guys belong in there. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you. Again, I can't put Derek Carr in there right now. I just can't. I may have to at the end of this year, but right now I can't.
Yeah.
And I'll answer it another way. If I was starting a football team and I was going to take five quarterbacks, he still would not be among my five.
Now, that is a good way to pose that question. If you were going to start a team, who would you take? Now, the problem with that is some guys go off talent, Grant, because they say, like, oh, if I'm going to take, I'm looking at Cam Newton, size, throwing, running, all those different things. But that's a good point. When I think about Derek Carr, I just think it's unfortunate because he was leading his team last year, and all of a sudden he had the ability to kind of squash this conversation and put himself in there. So we will see what he does this year.
Yeah, and again, I like Derek Carr. I think he is – got all the characteristics and has a chance to be a really good quarterback for a long time.
No doubt.
But there have been a lot of really good quarterbacks in the regular season that have been horrible in the postseason. I don't know if that's going to be Derek Carr or not. I need to see it with my own eyes. He hasn't had an opportunity yet.
You know, the one thing that bodes well for like a Derek Carr is it's none of the off-field stuff. He is totally focused. He's in the study room. He's in the film room. He's trying to lead. So he does all the things. Now the production just has to match the professionalism that he's been given.
All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. It is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, listen, on the Kaepernick thing, I think sometimes he may get more credit than he deserves on that Super Bowl run. I'm not taking anything away from his season, but when you look back at quarterbacks like Trent Dilfer of the Baltimore Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, you look at Mark Sanchez that one year the Jets had that great team. The second those guys get out of that environment and they're asked to do more, that's when they falter. And, I mean, maybe I'm stating the obvious because everybody wants to be on a great team, but I look at the Sanchez thing, which is completely unraveled, his talent. Dilfer, I think, just basically managed games and didn't make mistakes. And because of their great defense and they had a great offensive line and they had that running back, Jamal Lewis, at the time, I think he got 2,000 yards that one year. And so Dilfer wasn't asked to do a whole lot. But with Kaepernick, it's kind of like I'm still just – amazed at the talent level that dropped off with this guy. And I just think that, everybody has questions about this, and there's more questions than answers. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
You know, when you say everything dropped off, but look at it. When he was at the top level, first of all, coaching was at a premium. They had weapons around him on offense, and he had a great defense. Now you go back to last year, even though he had 16 TDs and 4 interceptions, defense was terrible, and all the offensive weapons were pretty much out the window. So it's pretty much you're putting everything on him. So I don't know if I necessarily totally agree. I understand what you're saying, though, Steve.
Yeah, I will give him that because I think when Harbaugh left, they were really tight, and I
agreed.
Think that really affected him more probably off the field than on the field because that they were solid, and those guys when Harbaugh he basically, in my opinion, got kicked out. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes the 49ers organization ever made, is kicking him out of there.
You know, Steve, I have a. This poses a great question to Grant. Grant, how big is the relationship between coach and quarterback? Because I think that Steve makes a valid point when you talk about Kaepernick and Harbaugh. I think that that was part of the whole thing with him was he gave him the confidence to go out there and do the job.
I personally feel that the most important aspect of a quarterback is not the coach, but it's the offensive line. And to me, when Colin Kaepernick had the best offensive line in football, he was able to be a very good functioning quarterback. To me, a quarterback would take a good offensive line over a coach, in my opinion, any day of the week. The reality is there are a lot of really good qualified coaches in the NFL, but I don't care how good your coach is. If you have a poor offensive line, it's
okay.
Not going to matter.
Makes sense.
Well, appreciate the call, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Kenny is next. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, I agree with you. The most important part of any football team is the offensive line. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that comment. You guys, I'm in Turlock now. It's hot out here. But you guys,
it's summer.
Talking about top five, yeah. Top five yeah. quarterbacks. I just want to give you my list.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did have Montana at number one, but because of the last Super Bowl, I got to put Brady there, even though that was the best coaching job that I've seen by Belichick. Brady had to perform to do it. So now Brady's my number one. Montana is number two. You have Rodgers, Aikman. And that fifth spot, it's a toss-up between Moon and Marino, but I'll give it to Moon. And those are my top five.
Boy, I, how do you put Warren Moon in your top five of all time? I don't understand that.
You know, when Warren Moon had a good squad around him, his passes were laser sharp. And even though we came into the NFL in his older years, Warren Moon was really producing. Just like Dan Marino, but I just think Warren Moon was gifted as far as his physical. Both of them had a laser sharp arm.
Oh yeah, no, Warren Moon was very gifted. I can't put him anywhere near my top five though. That's just me. But I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I disagree with you.
Yeah. There's others, but I thought about it and I said no, I got to give that one to Warren Moon. So that's just my own personal thing, my personal preference. I mean, Steve Young was. Probably at seven or six, but
see to me, I wouldn't put Steve Young. Now again, this is me. He's nowhere near my top 10, and I could easily name 10 quarterbacks. I think Steve Young was one of the worst. Now he had one unbelievably good playoff run, and it was an excellent playoff run. It was outstanding. But when you look at Steve Young's playoff numbers, all right, and again, I acknowledge the 1 year was tremendous. Okay, it was great. But when you and I did the I was on the radio every day during the Steve Young era, and I got to tell you, I had more criticism from 49er fans, which I agreed with, by the way, that Steve Young was not a big game quarterback. And if you look at all of his numbers in the playoffs, and when we get done with this call, Kenny, do a little research. Google Steve Young's postseason numbers, okay? And look at all the years that he played in the playoffs and look at how awful he was. And I mean awful. He was awful in so many playoff games. Not the team was awful. He was awful. He's not a top 10 quarterback, in my opinion.
So who would be your top five?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm.
We're going back how far? Do you want to go back to the Sammy Baugh and Johnny Unitas era? Where are we starting? What are we are we going to go back and talk about, you know, are we going to eliminate the 50s and the 60s and start from the 70s? Where are you going? Where are you starting
That's
from?
That's actually a good question. Let's go with the modern era of football. Let's start with the 1980s on up.
All right. Okay. And I'm doing this right off the top of my head, so I would have to think about this because when you called, we were not talking about the top five quarterbacks of all time. We were talking about the top five quarterbacks of 2017. So that's okay. I think it's very safe to say that you automatically would have to have a list that would include Tom Brady and Joe Montana. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so from the 1980s on, those are two guys that absolutely have to be on the list. For me, okay, Dan Marino is on that list. I think Dan Marino is one of the great quarterbacks that I've ever seen. All right, that's number three. To me, John Elway is on that list. All right. And then if I had to go with a top five quarterback from
God, I forgot about John Elway. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right? Don't you have to put John Elway on there?
No doubt.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, John Elway just booted out Warren Moon.
Look at you, kid.
Hey, you know what? You're beautiful. You know, and again, the fifth guy would be, I'd have to give that, you know, a significant thought. And I don't have it right now, but I would have it in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes after I go by. And I'm doing this in my head, 80s, 90s, and through that era. I'd have to think about it. There are a couple of guys that would be right there, but John Elway, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, and Joe Montana are 100% on my list in the top five.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, fellas, you guys have a good show, and I'll just listen to you on air.
Thank you. Again, I really mean this, Kenny. Go look up Steve Young's playoff numbers and take the 1 year where he won the Super Bowl and was very good. And take that year out. And again, I'm not saying forget about it. I'm just saying take it out of the equation and look at his other playoff numbers. They're awful. They're absolutely horrible.
Where you put Troy Aikman in that list?
Troy Aikman is clearly top 10 on my list. Now, here's what bothers me when people criticize Troy Aikman. Well, he had a great offensive line. Well, he had Emmitt Smith. Well, he had Jay Novacek. Well, he had Michael Irvin. Well, guess what? Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Does that mean you still have to go out and perform? You played with some tremendous players, which makes it easier than playing with new guys. But you still got to go out and get the job done.
You got to do it. I mean, and you mentioned it, Grant. If you don't do it, you don't get in a ring. That's just how it goes.
Like, to me, I would take Troy Aikman over Steve Young in an absolute New York second. And to me, it's not even close. Like, honestly, they're not even in the same category.
I know Kenny said the 80s. But Terry Bradshaw, where you put Terry at?
He's not top five of all time.
Okay.
No way.
Does he make top 10?
No. He doesn't make top 10, but I know people are going to say, well, gee, he won four straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Now, again, he still went out and got the job done. Had the best defense in football. Had Rocky Blyer, Franco Harris.
Yep.
Okay. He
Lynn
had a tremendous. He had Mike Webster. You know, he had a great. He had Stallworth to the right. He had Swan to the left. Now again, you still got to go out and get the job done.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And they have to deliver for you because sometimes you know the quarterback is a good one and these guys aren't catching the balls. But when that perfect storm comes together, I just growing up as a kid, you know the Too Tall Jones. No, it wasn't Too Tall Jones. What's the commercial? Mean Joe Green. Yeah, it was a great commercial.
Well, they had, you know, I mean, listen, when you look at their defense, they had Hill Hall of Famers all over the field.
I mean, whether you're
talking about Jack Lambert or you're talking about Jack Ham, you know, the steel curtain, that front line with Green. And, I mean, let me tell you something. No, really. I mean, that was one of the great defense of all time.
So you used to go. Did you get to see them in person?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, mine.
Listen,
I've seen
I've seen Jim Brown in person. I've saw Bob Hayes in person, Roger Staubach in person. I mean, you know, Bob Greasy, Paul Warfield. I mean, I saw them all in person.
That's incredible.
I mean, that whole era. I mean, I saw guys that you know, some of the greats that ever, you know, Gale Sayers. I saw in person.
Oh,
you know, I mean. You kidding me or what?
Yeah, I obviously that is an incredible list, Mr.
Oh, I could go on and on. I mean, I was blessed.
Can.
Joe Namath, I saw in person. Johnny Unitas with the high tops, I saw in person. I mean, I saw again the greats. You know, I look at the greats because to me,
no
Roger Staubach's one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
Where would you put him at?
He's top 10, in my opinion.
Okay.
Roger Staubach was great.
Yeah.
Now, people are going to go, well, gee, you know what? He had Calvin Hill, and he had a great offensive line, and he had Drew
that's
Pearson.
Part
so
of
what?
It,
you
Grant,
still. Right.
Are you going to take away the Golden State Warriors championship because they went and got KD or Shaq and Kobe get together?
Dan Marino had the Marx brothers, and he had tremendous running backs. But guess what? He went out and threw the ball up and down the field in an era where quarterbacks didn't throw the ball up and down the field.
Yeah, and the quarterback got tagged. That's when we talked about Warren Moon the other day. He was saying this is a total different era.
In my opinion, this is me now. If you're talking top five quarterbacks of all time, and I said I would come up with a fifth,
okay.
I've got my fifth.
Okay.
It's Peyton Manning. He's one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the game. So
my
top five, Marino, and I'm not going in any order.
I like that.
All right? Montana, Brady, Marino, Elway, Peyton Manning. I can't take that one. I can't take Peyton out of there.
So what does Aaron Rodgers do to move into that? He has to win a Super Bowl or two more?
Aaron Rodgers still has probably 5 really good years left.
Okay.
When we're sitting here after the NFL goes on strike in 2021, at that point in time when we'll have a lot of time on our hands because they won't be playing football in 2021, maybe he'll be on my top 5. But I can't put him in that list right now.
No doubt. Yeah, you gotta mention.
And here's the other issue. The era of the NFL from 2010 on is night and day different from even the 90s.
Oh, no doubt.
All right? It's a passing league now with rules that have changed to make – so to me, when someone says, well, you got to look at the numbers. You know, numbers at the quarterback position is fine and dandy, but don't you compare a quarterback that played in the 80s to a quarterback that's playing right now because the game is totally different.
You mean West Coast offense?
Everything. The rule changes. Listen, you could mug a receiver 30 yards down the field.
And now you can't
breathe on him after 5 yards. Quarterbacks know they're not going to get killed back there because you can't hit them a certain way.
Right.
All those things make a big difference.
And this is the same in the NBA. When you could send a message in the middle of the paint, that would – I'm telling you, you go to the paint and you end up on your back, that sends a message for the rest of the game, not only to you but to the whole team.
All right. Don't forget, coming up next hour, we will talk with Mike Pereira from the NFL on Fox. Speaking of rule changes and points of emphasis – Mike's getting ready for the start of another season, and we're looking forward to having him on. Mike Pereira is going to be coming on at 5:30. All right, let's get to some phone calls, and it is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Doug. How you guys doing?
Great, man. What's happening?
Hey, the highlight of that phone call, John Elway boots Warren Moon. That was fantastic. Yep. I literally laughed out loud in my car. But, yeah, I told the screener, I said, I got Grant's fifth. That's Peyton Manning. I knew you'd throw him in there. He's obviously one of the all-time greats.
Yep.
And a classy professional at that. But I find this topic fascinating, the idea of trying to compare the greatest of all times. And I find that to be very difficult to do in all sports. You guys just started hitting on it there. But mainly since we're talking quarterbacks, the idea that the rules now favor the offense and the quarterbacks don't get hit like they used to, I tend to be a little bit biased towards Joe Montana as a 49er fan, obviously. But that hit that LT put on Montana and took him out of the game, which basically ended his career, I mean, those kind of hits just aren't allowed now. And a lot of Brady's success is built on longevity, how many years he's been able to play. And obviously credit to him for staying in shape and doing what he has to do, but if he played in that era when quarterbacks were getting beat up like that, he probably doesn't play for 17 seasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jason. Also, what is the one thing that you want to do with Tom Brady? You want to knock him off his spot. And you got to know, back then, they would send a message and knock you off your spot just to throw you off your game.
Well, that's how the Giants beat him.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and that was back in 2007, and the rules were a lot different even between now and 2007. But that's how the Giants beat the Patriots that year, because their front made life miserable for Tom Brady.
No doubt.
So it's obviously a fun topic, and as sports fans, you know, we just want to debate, and we want to make these lists all the time. And the gentleman that you had on, he said he moved Tom Brady up because he got that next Super Bowl. And It's just a hard thing to really make a list and have it obviously 100% fair, but obviously all great quarterbacks, and looking forward to football season getting started.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be back with hour number 3. Grant Napier and Doug Christie on Sports 1140.